Our allocation is based on 7.2 kilometre roads we have in the town. It doesn't take into account the amount and the volume of traffic that's using those 7.2 kilometres of road. As a result, our roads deteriorate faster and quicker than any other roads around the county, and we haven't got the resources or the funding to address that.
Two issues that came up in particular this afternoon. The Windy Hall Road that we've discussed before, need for safety works on that. At present, money not there. The need to resurface High Road leading toward the hospital. Again, money not there for resurfacing. Today is a day that we've seen huge tailbacks in Letterkenny as well. That's been discussed. And one of the things that's been discussed is the much talked about Bonagie Link and other bridges around Letterkenny, major projects. I mean, if we can't even get resurfacing on the High Road, where's the money for the bridges going to come from?
Yeah, well, look, and the emphasis now is on the Bonagie Bridge because it's part of the 10T project, and we're well down the road to designing that road, and it takes in another road in Ballybuffet and also the Manor Cunningham de Lifford Road, but particularly in Letterkenny, so we're hopeful that we will get the funding for the Bonagie. But that in itself will not solve the problem with traffic in Letterkenny town, and we need at least two bridges over the Swilly, one from the Neilty Blaney Road over to the New Southern Relief Road, which would be the Leck Road, and one out at the Oriel Leisure Centre that would take you onto the Glenties Road.
You're looking for meetings with the Office of the Planning Regulator, you're seeking meetings with various ministers. It's going to take people in Dublin to look at Letterkenny very closely and say, yeah, maybe we need to rethink the way we're running things around that area.
Yeah, we need a very urgent meeting with the Office of the Planning Regulator, because since our local area plan was submitted, which included the Bonagie Link and the link with the bridge over to Lecklands, that there has, and the Windy Hall Road, Northern Relief Road, they have been actually, the Northern Relief Road and the Lecklands are being recommended to be blocked by the Office of Planning Regulator, and we need to meet with them as urgent as possible to show them the need for them developments to go ahead. Them roads, the Windy Hall, the Northern Relief Road along the Windy Hall Road, and the bridge across the Swilly onto the Lecklands needs to be done if this town is to develop in a balanced and regional way.